You know what? Today we are fortunate to talk to Jay Gabaney in San Jose, California. Jay's been photographing and researching the Crab Nebula, and that was formed from a supernova first seen on Earth a long time ago. So let's go to California. Jay, imagine we are back in China in the days of the Song Dynasty. It's July of 1054 on the streets of Shanghai. The emperor sends the grand vizier out to see what the great unwashed on the streets are all excited about. What does he see?
Well, when they look up in the sky, they see something that wasn't there the last time they looked, which is a new star. And it's not just a small star. It's an incredibly brilliant star, four times more bright than Venus. You know, Venus is the bright star that's now out in the west after sunset.
So, fast forward to 1758, and the comet Ferret, so-called by Louis XV, Charles Messier, is at his telescope looking for comets. He looks out on the horn of Taurus the Bull. What does he see?
Actually, he sees something that makes him irritated. He sees a small, fuzzy blob of light, and that's exactly what he doesn't want to see because he's looking for comets. And what he was actually seeing was the remnants of this supernova explosion that happened, you know, almost 500 years previously at his time. And he started a catalog, in fact, of these little blobs, which are nebulas, so that he would not mistake them as a comet, because all he was interested in was comets. And his catalog became known as the Messier catalog, and there are about 107 items now in that catalog.
Nearly 100 years later, however, in foggy Limerick, Ireland, the third Earl of Ross, William Parsons, had just completed the biggest telescope in the world at that time, the Leviathan of Burr. Through a break in the clouds, he looks in his eyepiece at Taurus the Bull. What does he see?
Well, he sees something that he finds is remarkable. You know, for the first time, he can actually see a shape to this fuzzy cloud that Messier had seen a few hundred years earlier. And to him, it looks like a crab. And, you know, he made a drawing of it because it was before they were taking photographs of telescopes. And the name is stuck. You know, we now know it as the Crab Nebula, although I know very few people who look at it or see a picture of it that thinks it looks like a crab, but the name is stuck.
I see. So cosmetographers all over the world are trying to take the definitive picture of the Crab Nebula, but it is expanding. It changes over the years. Why is that so?
Well, it's because, you know, the explosion that happened back in 1054 released such a tremendous amount of force that the outer shell of the star that originally exploded is still expanding. In fact, here we are about 1,000 years later, and it's 10 light years in diameter, and it's growing. It's still growing. And at the very heart of it is the core of the star that exploded. And what's fascinating about that little star is, A, it's mostly made of neutrons, and B, it's spinning at 30 times a second. So it's incredibly fast.
Wow, and it must be very dense.
It is incredibly dense. In fact, if you would, a teaspoonful probably weighs the same as several mountains here on Earth.
Oh, my God. In your wonderful picture of the crab, you encompass the majesty and the color, but it is also a great story of interstellar life. The demise of one star 1,000 years ago produces a cloud that will become the seed of other stars. Tell us about the future, Jay.
Well, absolutely. I mean, we arose from a cloud of dust, you know, that was originally, you know, the result of a supernova. I mean, it's the way the universe works. You know, clouds of gas come together through by gravity or compressed. A thermonuclear explosion takes place that lights a star. Eventually, that fuel runs out. The star collapses, and many times they explode. But what they release is not just gas. They release elements, in fact, all the elements that eventually come together and form planets and new stars. So inside of us, everything around us was once inside a supernova. So when people see supernova or think about supernova, some people say, well, that's a star that's died. When in fact, it's actually the beginning of a new hope. It's the beginnings of the next generation.